Marietta.
As of at least a couple of days ago, the top two items on DOT's 2013 through 2015 plan were, and I can't remember the order, but the top two items were probably dredging on top, all the improvement dredging in particular, and begin construction of a port on Sears Island. That's what that dredging and the improvement, the excessive, unnecessary dredging is all about. To finally get the port on Sears Island. Now, granted, maybe that plan was devised during 2012 when they were sure that Mack Pump would be all built out because of the DCP. But nevertheless, that's what's behind a port on Sears Island.
Are there any questions, further questions? Any other questions? Yes?
Is there any organization sort of the center point for resistance against this, or are we all just a knee brand?
Well, I don't think that we've been, Sierra Club's been in the Sears Island battle probably about the same length of time, not quite as long as the Islesboro Island Trust, so we are not going away.
Yeah, I was just curious if there, I mean, so the tank, there was the tank, but no tanks, which was sort of an umbrella organization.
I can't answer what they are going to do.
Well, that?
We're going to try. Friends of Penobscot Bay have been involved with issues since the 90s around here.
I think we have one more press. Just go to Penn
Bay.net and you'll find some information.
We have one more press question here. Yes.
Yeah, this is a question for the folks from Islesboro. And forgive me for not knowing this, but...
come on and see us.
I love Islesboro.
How are
you? Is there any, you know, I'm thinking about the comprehensive planning process for towns. I sat through many comprehensive planning meetings for Searsport years ago. And is there any comprehensive planning process that's regional in nature that takes in these kinds of questions from a larger, higher level, that rather than a specific project-oriented level that has any teeth?
That's a terrific question. I'll defer to Steve Miller, who's been at this for a lot longer than I have. But the question is about, is there a regional planning process?
The short answer is not presently, but state law does provide for regional planning commissions, and it's a question I think that is very timely for Penobscot Bay.
I was encouraged, as I said earlier, by the fact that a total of 11 towns joined in asking questions about the LPG proposal, and I was told that was rather unprecedented, that you had this regional, spontaneous regional cooperation, and it's a great question and something we ought to follow up on to see if it could be done. I'd like to see it be town-to-town government. There are private organizations that talk about Penobscot Bay as a whole, but to my knowledge, I don't know, there are some 25 towns totally in the Penobscot Bay region. It'd be like herding cats, but it might be an important thing to do.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. There, if you have further questions, you can ask us each individually, but I really appreciate your coming, and there will be obviously more to come on the subject. So thank you.
For more information about the Searsport dredging issue, go to www.pennbay.net.